This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 340 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, Alex, we're going back in our little DeLoreans. We're going back to the 1990s where we just spent last week. We watched a little Van Damme movie called Sudden Death. We had a blast. And we're going to stay in the 90s with another Jean-Claude Van Damme classic. I'm doing air quotes here. This is a little movie from 1992 called Universal Soldier, directed by one Mr. Roland Emmerich, the disaster movie king himself, Roland Emmerich. Now, Alex, you know, I always ask you, have you seen this movie before and when? And if you haven't, I know you've heard of it, so I'm not even going to ask you that. When did you see this, if you have?
Well, I did see this movie before. Like, even before the 4K, I did see it before. I didn't see it in the theater, but I did remember watching this movie. And, you know, it's funny, this is the first time me knowing or finding out that it was directed by the guy from Independence Day. I didn't know that. So that is pretty interesting because this movie doesn't feel like his style. No. For some reason, like when you look at the way it's framed and everything, it looks totally different. Like maybe Independence Day, but not really.
This was his first like big American movie. He had done some. He's from Germany. Roland Emmerich. He had done some German films. This was his first big American action movie. After this, he did Stargate, which we'll be doing way down the line, but it's on the list. And then after Stargate, he did Independence Day and then Godzilla. And then he really started just doing the Day After Tomorrow and all those kind of movies. I will say this. He is an action movie director. This is what he mostly makes. I would put him up there as far as like, you know, guys who do action. Also, gay in real life. So not that it means anything, but he's the gay
why action you say director. That like that though?
Yeah, that's the way I said it. Whatever, it doesn't matter. He is, you know, usually there's not a genre true. You would think, you know, like, oh, this guy's gay and he makes a bunch of cool action movies, but I love a lot of his movies. I know you love some of his movies at least. I think we both love Day After Tomorrow. We both love Independence Day. The rest, toss him in the air and I guess we'll find out. Let's get you some Rotten Tomatoes score and let's review this because I want to talk about it. Because I have never seen this movie, by the way. This was a first time watch for me.
You never seen Universal Soldier?
I've never seen Universal Soldier. So this will file this under the file. There's probably 15 of these movies that we've done that I thought I've seen and I've never seen. You know what movie I thought this was? Soldier with Kurt Russell. I've seen that.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, oh yeah, I've seen Universal Soldier. And it's not. This is a different movie. So yeah, we'll go ahead and do it. Rotten Tomatoes, not great. These are not great scores. They're fairly low. 34% critics. 46% audience. So, I mean, neither one is... They're both rotten, not that great. Are these numbers surprising to you?
They're not surprising. It's a very cheesy action movie.
Yes.
Like a 90... It's a 90s film, but for some reason, it doesn't fit that 90s action lore thing. Mm-hmm. It fits more of a cheesy 80s movie.
Yes.
If you understand what I mean, like
this
a Commando...
This movie was 3 years too late from when it should have been made. This should have been 1989, not 1992.
Or 87.
Or even 87. Yeah. You're right. Now, I agree with you. You know, we're not saying if this is good or bad, but I agree. This is not... Okay, no matter what, this is not top tier 90s action. Mm-hmm. This is not it, but it's got some things, and we're going to talk about those things now. Let's start off. We always do. I am interested to hear your takes on these things. We're going to start with our lead character. He's, of course, played by Jean-Claude Van Damme, and his name is Luc Devereaux. And, of course, Luc got to be spelled kind of French, L-U-C. Luc Devereaux. Yeah. What did you think of him in this film? Especially after watching Sudden Death.
He's a way better actor than Sudden Death.
Yeah,
he. I don't know what happened. It took a turn, but you know what?
He got this, better because that one.
He got
was
way
after
better
this.
Acting wise. He got way better. This one was. It's comical. It's very comical. Mm-hmm. So he's in a war in the beginning of the movie, right? Like a Vietnam War.
Yeah, he's in Vietnam,
right? And he's finding all his men dead, and you're going, oh, okay. And then you see Dolph Lundgren over a fire with ears. And he's like, General, He's like, "General, what's going on here? When I left you with these men, they were alive." And then he's some stupid line.
So
and
they're
he's
traitors. Like, "Are you a traitor?
Are you a traitor?" Right? And that scene from there catapulted the movie. I was going, "Oh man, this is not going to be good," in terms of like acting wise between the two, because they were horrible.
Yeah.
Like, as bad as can be, like, you were just like, this is not going to be good. Van Damme, when he becomes a Universal Soldier and he's not talking, I felt like he was way better. But then when he started to talk, it just like started to go nosedive. And that's where I will say, because he is a mama's boy, like he goes to his mom's house and, you know, this news reporter takes photos, and then all of a sudden he's helping her out and he's getting flashed. He's like RoboCop, right? Like his thing comes back, his memory.
Yeah.
And then he does that surprise look. He goes, and then he kicks the hand. He hits him with the hand. Like, it's just so weird. Like, it is look, at the end of everything, he is a funny character, but I think he was way better as the Universal Soldier, not talking. Mm-hmm. And then when he was eating all those plates of food, it's like, "Are you gonna pay for that, boy?" And then he takes a spoonful of potato.
Mashed potatoes.
And then he looks at her. Yeah. And then he just, and I'm like, damn. And you know what's funny? I told my wife, I was like, he looks like Nate when he goes out to eat. I was like, Nate, that means, just he was like that.
I like this food.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, look, for me, I'm leaning towards a 3 and a 4. Because like, in terms of Universal Soldier, like in terms of that, like he looked the part, but this is not about looking the part. All right. A character is the character. Is the character fun? Is the character good? Is he carrying you? Honestly, it's really hard because this movie is mad cheese. Like, my TV was oozing with Cheese Whiz. Like, I was like, damn, I was like, it's a gold mine of cheese.
Put a bowl
coming
under
out.
The TV.
I was pulling a bowl. It looked like the secret of the ooze. Like, it was just coming out. I'm gonna go with a 3. I'm going a hard 3. He's good. I'm gonna be honest. He's good.
Okay. So yeah, his acting sucks in this. That's number one. His acting sucks. Now, we don't score acting, but it helps when at least the acting is better. You know, like, let's say there's a character that's not great, but the acting is like entertaining. We still got to score the character low, but it's worse when the character's not great and the acting's bad. It's like, dang. I gave him a 2. I gave him a 2. I'll tell you why. Number one. Yeah, you're right. This is a mix of Terminator and RoboCop in one character. Okay. He's RoboCop in the sense of he was dead. They put him on ice. They use technology to make him into a superior guy. Right. And he's like Terminator. He's like trying to do the Arnold where he just like talks very monotone and does talks like this. And then he has a tracker and he in his leg. This lady's got to have his ass right in their face. And I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? First of all, he's naked. Like, mad times they show this dude's butt cheeks. Whatever. It's fine. Yeah, but there's no, like, okay, even if you go to the beginning of the movie. Okay. I don't know anything about him. I don't know anything about him. He's in the Vietnam War. Okay. Then he shows up. This guy's crazy. They fight. And then they die. They kill each other. They shoot each other up. And then all of a sudden is a robot soldier who magically starts to remember. None of the other soldiers remember crap, but he just starts to remember stuff. How convenient. You know me, I hate convenient stuff. And then other than that, what do we know about him? He loves his mom. First of all, his mom should have been older, because when he was in the war in 1969, he was pretty old already. Like, he was the same age. Let's say he's 30. If he was 30 in 1969, and this is 23 years later, his mom should have been older than she was. I'm not saying she was young, but I feel like she should have been older. But other than what? He loves his mom? That's what's this character? He loves his mom, and now he's a robot soldier. That's it. There's nothing here. And he's bland. He's bland. And we're going to talk about something with the villain in a moment that makes him look even worse, in my opinion. As far as Van Damme goes, hey, action-wise, all he does is run away. Most of the movie, he's just running away, does some shooting. And then at the very end, he busts out the karate kicks. That's, he just does like 9 spinning kicks. So I gave him a 2. I think he's not a great character at all. Okay, main villain. Now, this is Dolph Lundgren. He's playing a guy, these names, Andrew Scott as the main villain in this movie. What did you think?
All right, Andrew Scott gets a hard 2.
Oh, okay.
And this is why. He is a horrible actor. Mm. This character is a cartoon. Not even a cartoon. Cartoons are not this bad. Like, this is like a student film writing. Like, horrible dialogue for this character with the stupid ears. like, can you hear? And he's jingling the stupid ears. And I'm like, what's up with the kid jokes? Like, it's like, he's horrible. And then he's very PTSD most of the time when he becomes a Universal Soldier. And he's like, I'm relieving you out of duty, Major. And then he's beating his ass. And then he's like, I'm going to take you to a court martial. And throws him here. And then I'm going to demote you 5 stars. And then he kicks him on the other thing. And I'm like, this is so dumb. Like, the character is not memorable at all. He's horrible. Most of the time, he has like this vendetta against Vietnamese people for some damn reason. I really don't know.
Well, because, yeah, he's a super patriot and he hates Vietnam because we were at war with them.
Yeah. And then when he's at the freaking supermarket, he's talking the gibberish. Like, yeah. You know, so like, and then he's killing them. See, he's a traitor. And he shoots the cops. And then he's like, are you all traitors? Are you all traitors over here? And I'm like, what is wrong with this guy? Like, I didn't like him. I'm going to be honest with you, Nate. This has to be one of, I mean, top five worst villains that we did in this movie. I think he has to be a little bit worse than Dominic Green from Quantum of Solace. Think about it. Dominic Green was really bad.
Put me to
sleep. This guy's got to be up there because this dude is cornball. Mm. Remember when they were fighting in the two trucks? He had the Mack truck and then the other guy, he goes, you trying to play catch? When they went with the grenades.
With the grenades?
Yeah, he's like, you want to play catch? Don't lunge. I'm like, what is these lines from? Like, oh man. Anyway, yeah, I gave it a 2.
Wow. We're going opposite directions again.
Oh my Lord.
I gave him a 4.
What?
Oh, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. I agree with you. His dialogue is stupid. It's bad. However, all the dialogue in the entire movie is bad. So
it is bad.
I now have to say, okay, within this cheeseball movie that I'm watching right now, this movie's cheeseballs. Full bucket, big Costco size bucket of cheese balls. Okay. Within this bucket of cheese balls, he is by far the most entertaining person to watch in the whole movie. Because I got this chick who's just nothing. She's just some lady. I got Jean-Claude Van Damme barely talking and just being like monotone. And I got Dolph Lundgren wearing a necklace full of ears. He's shooting his own men. He shoots his captain. He shoots all those cops in the grocery store. Bro, he kills those 4 cops, headshots, all of them. Bang, bang.
With a
bang,
desert bang. Eagle.
Yeah, he's killing people. I love when he's throwing the grenades in the truck. Like, the line is bad. But when he's chasing, he's like chucking grenades at him. He's hanging out of the window, shooting the machine gun. He dominated Van Damme for all of this movie until the very end when Van Damme does like 9 karate kicks. And then he doesn't dominate him anymore. So for that, within the context of this film, I gave him a 4. Now, where I will agree with you is if I'm comparing him to the pantheon of villains, he's not great. He's not great. But this movie's cheese. And within the cheese, he's the only reason. If he did what Van Damme did in this, where he was just like this, and I'm just a soul, I would have had a hard time finishing it. Like, I would have been like, ugh, this is, but he's entertained. He entertained me. So I gave him a 4. I gave him a 4. We've done this before. We're going opposite directions a little bit. but let's see if we're going in the same direction at all with the action scenes. What did you think of the action in this
movie? Oh, it's a 5. I love the action in this movie. Yeah. Action is so freaking cheese. Yeah. I love it. Cheese whiz. I love cheese whiz. Action. Mm-hmm. Just got it. You got Van Damme doing his stuff, and I love it. Even Dolph Lundgren doing his stuff when he did the 3 kick to the guy in the bar.
Yeah.
Not even at the biker bar where he's in the front and then he holds his back and he kick 1, kick 2, kick 3. Mm-hmm. Kind of liked it. I was like, okay, cool. I like the scientist that blew himself up.
Yeah. What was his name? Dr. Goggles or something?
Yeah, Dr. Goggles. Dr. Gringer.
I knew it was a G. Dr. Yeah, Gregor.
Dr. Goggles. Yeah, his glasses were thick. His name was Dr. Goggles. They look like safety goggles. Oh shit. Man. Yeah, so like, yeah, you had that. You had some fun stuff. Like, even the in the motel when he's like, I'll get you out of here. And they all were crawling. Follow me, please.
Yeah.
And they start walking to the floor. And he's under the sheets and then he grabs the car keys and then they run off. And I liked the beginning when they did the actual Universal stunt, like the assassination thing or whatever, when they go in and
with the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, the terrorists.
Yeah.
Thing. I thought that was pretty cool. I wish there was more of that so you could see how they are superior and all that. I like that. I thought that was pretty cool. The bus driving. I thought that was pretty 90s driving. I thought that was cool. The ending, very 90s, the rain and the fight. And I was like, all right. And he was like, you think you have this? And you see the needle that he needs to become powerful Van Damme. And then he got it.
Your steroids or whatever he says. I don't know, some your medicine or whatever it is. Yeah.
And then he jacked himself up and it was Van Damme kicks all day. He was just like, pow, 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 pow. I'm not gonna
spinning
lie.
Kicks. Yeah.
Those spinning kicks, when they do the 3,000 cuts of the spinning kick, I ain't gonna lie.
And with 86 roundhouse kicks.
I kind of liked it. I said, oh my God, that's some serious damage to someone's face. I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was very Van Damme. Yeah, I like that. So anyway, I gave it a 5. Action was perfect.
Yeah, this movie has a lot of action. I'll give it that. And what I do like about it, this is easily the best part of the movie, is the action scenes. I think Roland Emmerich, I like the way he shot most of these. This is, as far as like a first, like Hollywood, big Hollywood movie, I think he showed why he ended up getting all the jobs that he did. Because if I have issues with this, it's not really in the direction. I think the direction is good. I think the movie looks good. It's shot well. And the action scenes are shot well. This is the early 90s. So we're not getting all this, you know, hyper fast, quick cuts. Like, you could see everything that's happening. And there's a stunt, you know, you got real people doing stuff. You get real explosions. There's a lot of gunfire. Then there's the martial arts element at the end. So there's some diversity and no CGI yet. You know, he got very CGI heavy the more movies he went on. You know, once he got to Independence Day, everything after that is like super CGI. But this was before that. So it was all non-CGI. So I liked it. I thought the action was really good. I gave it a 4. I don't disagree with your 5 at all. I could see that. I gave it a 4 because it is, there's a lot of cheesiness to it. Also, the part, you know what cracked me up? You know what made me laugh? Like, I was laughing, like out loud laughing. So when Dolph Lundgren's throwing the grenades with pinpoint accuracy into that bus in a moving car, when the lady would get them, she would just like drop them right behind the, like she didn't throw them back. She just like let it go and they kept blowing up right on the bus, like on the back, of the bus. Yeah. He throws it in, she picks it up, she lets it go and it, right on the back of the bus. I'm like, lady, throw it. Like, throw it away. Throw it back at the truck. What are you doing? I hated that. I would give her a 1. I don't know. Yeah, we're not scoring horrible. Her, but she was horrendous. But I gave it a 4. The action is the element that makes this movie watchable, in my opinion. Okay, storyline.
I like the story. I will say this. This movie needs to be remade. Way better writers. Now we have way better writers to make an actual good storyline. I will give this another... See, Nate, when I tell people rebooting everything won't work, movies like this would work.
Yeah.
Universal Soldiers remade could be really well. Where you get two big action stars go at it. Like maybe Jason Statham as Jean-Claude Van Damme's character. And then you have the other character could be a up-and-coming action star or something like
someone
that.
Just,
like someone big, yeah. So you go, oh, wow, that's actually pretty cool. You see them on the same screen together or something. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're in a generation now that we don't have that anymore, those titles of an action star. You don't. Like, I can't tell you right now who would be a cool opposite of a Jason Statham in this point. Arnold Schwarzenegger would have been dope in the 80s if you put him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could see him in a Universal Soldiers role. Not now. I would say it's a good modern remake. Storyline, I liked it. I always like sci-fi elements that kind of make sense. And I kind of like this. Like you said, it reminded me of RoboCop. I mean, it does have that RoboCop feel to it, a man versus machine type thing. His brain is trying to come back. I like those type of storyline. I'm a sucker for it. It worked for me in this movie. A lot of cheesy dialogue, which I'm not going to hurt the storyline for that because that's not storyline.
It's not a story.
It's just horrible writing. But I like what they have here. So I'm going to say, Nate, I give it a 3. I think it's a good storyline for a 90s movie.
We agree. I gave it a 3. I don't think I think there's a good idea there. I think there's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like the idea of, you know, this program where people who have died, they figure out a way to bring them back as almost not quite cyborgs, but almost as like a cybernetic type super soldier who can go in. They have like the healing ability. Like, I like it. The problem is a lot of the execution. You're right. I don't count bad dialogue. That it has a bad script, but the story, like the idea of the plot is not, I don't think it's bad. My only nitpick, I would have gave it a 4 if they could have capitalized on the idea a little bit further, in the sense that most of this movie is just like a chase movie. Like, Van Damme escapes, And then Dolph Lundgren also unlocks his mind, even though everyone else can't. I wish they explained certain things more. Like, why did these two get their memories back and everyone else just still is like very robotic and doesn't know what's going on, you know? Certain things like that kind of, nitpick. So that keeps it from going higher. But also, I wish it wasn't just Chase. Like, these guys are bad and they're chasing after Van Damme. If they could have somehow figured out a way to make it a little more, probably I would have gave it a 4. But as such, I think there's a kernel of a good movie in there. I agree with you. The movies that should be remade are bad movies. Technically, to me, this is not a great movie. There's a lot of bad things about it. And those are the kind of movies you should remake. Movies that had a good idea that had bad execution.
Yeah.
Remake that. Do not remake movies that are already great because it's already great. It doesn't need a retry. This is a movie that could have got a retry. Like, you know what? That's not a bad idea. A super soldier type thing. Sci-fi, action. Let's see what we could do. Let's remake it. I agree with you. That's what they should do, but they never do. They only remake stuff they know people will want to go watch.
So. No, I agree. And it's funny. One of our patrons, Jay, said, why not Alan Richardson, the guy who plays Jack Reacher?
He'd be cool. He's a big dude.
Him and Jason Statham would be pretty cool.
I'd be for that.
Action guy.
I like Alan Richardson. Yeah, he's big. He's a big guy.
And he's sarcastic as Jason Dolph Lundgren.
He's big.
Jason Momoa could
work. As far as the size. One of them got to be a little small. Those guys are, I think, a little bigger than Statham. You know?
But I think the guy who plays Jack Reacher will fit because he's like huge. Yeah.
That's a good call. So anyway, remake it with Jason Statham and Alan Richardson. I'll watch it. Okay, so we both gave it a 3. What's your overall?
I give it a 3. I think it's a good movie. It's a good 90s movie. You know, it's funny. I know we did Sudden Death in this one. I kind of like Sudden Death way better. And it's weird because it's like a director that no one knows. Like, it's not a big Hollywood director, which maybe you could clarify who he is. But
no, he's done movies like, he's not as big as Roland Emmerich.
Roland Emmerich's what I'm saying.
15th highest grossing director of all time.
So it's weird that a guy that's polished as a director, I kind of like the non-director that's like big on Hollywood. Like, I like his movie. I gravitated more to that storyline than Universal Soldiers, I think is because of the cheesy ass dialogue. I think that's what hurt the movie for me. And the second thing was, and I don't know if you felt this watching this movie, you wanted to see more of the science.
Yeah. 100%.
Right? Them sitting in the chair, getting stabbed in the neck with the ooze or whatever, that memory wiping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to see what goes on with it. Like, they had 3 scientists and all they did was track. I was like, okay, what is the whole operation work? Like, give me something here. Yeah. Like, give me Universal Soldiers for Dummy 101. Because I'm like, I don't get what we're doing here. You guys resurrected these guys. Why do they overheat? Like, you didn't talk about that. Like, why does Van Damme need ice to cool down? Like, they have these cool contraptions that, well, how does it work? Like, I'm just like, I'm watching this movie and it's like, sometimes I know a lot of people say when you watch movies, it kind of over explains stuff. But there's certain movies that you need to explain. Like, stuff like this, I need to know, why is this body still moving after being killed in the first 5 scenes of the film? Like, what is in this injection that brings these guys to life? How do they regenerate? How do you wipe the minds off? And maybe you could explain something that because of Van Damme and Jean-Claude Van Damme killing each other, they had like this mind connection or something. That's, you know what I mean? Like some non-possible thing, but that sounds mad fucking cool scientifically. But anyway, I guess I'm like thinking too much about it. But I wish we got all that in this movie because I would love to give this movie a 4 out of 5. But honestly, I can't. I give it a 3. I think this one missed the mark, but it didn't. It's kind of weird to say that. Like it missed the mark, but it still hit the target, if you know what I mean. It just didn't land the bullseye.
I agree. No, yeah, some movies do over-explain stuff and some under-explain stuff. And some do exactly the right amount. This did not. This was under. I gave it a 3 as well. I landed on a 3. Even though I hated Van Damme in this, I think you gotta understand what you're watching. Like, do I think this is great? No. Do I think it's decent? Sure. I think it's decent. It's a very, it's an early 90s popcorn action movie. I've seen way better of this. I've seen worse of this kind of movie. So I had a decent time with it. It's not too long. Like, it doesn't overstay its welcome. It's not, dragging on forever where I'm like, oh my gosh. I think, I'm not even going to compare it to Sudden Death. Sudden Death is awesome compared to this movie. Sudden Death is good in general, in my opinion, but it's way better than this movie. So yeah, I think this is, I wish I don't think they utilized Van Damme to his fullest capabilities, to be honest. Because like I said, most of the movie, he's just running away and escaping until the very end when he really gets in on the action. So I wish he was a little bit, more... I wish they utilized him better. And just looking at something really quick, because I think after this movie, he did, I want to see what was the very next movie, because I bet you it's something better than this. This was 1992. So after Universal Soldier, his next movie was Nowhere to Run. Okay, maybe that's not better. Nowhere to Run. Well, but 1993, he also did Hard Target that year, which is a better movie. So, you know.
Who did Hard Target?
Van Damme.
Oh,
in 92, okay. This movie came out, and in 93, Hard Target came out. And
I didn't know where the one is. It was pretty good, though.
I've never seen it.
But I remember people talking about Nowhere to Run. I remember that was a big one.
Robert Harmon. I don't know. Rosanna Arquette's in it. So,
What's this plot line?
The plot line is Sam, an escaped convict, lands up on a farmland owned by a widow. When he learns that a ruthless contractor is trying to take over her land, he helps her fight against the injustice. That sounds better to me.
That sounds mad. That Beekeeper.
Van Damme Month Part 2.
That sounds actually really good.
Nowhere to Run sounds kind of good. I'm not going to lie. I should have watched that. This is a more popular movie. That's why we did it. But
yeah.
Maybe we might have to. We'll definitely do it. He got a lot of movies.
He does.
And so far, I've had a good time. So this is a 3. I think it's decent. But yeah, what's your total points?
16 out of a 25.
Yeah, we got the same. I also have a 16 out of a 25. I like the villain better. You like the lead a little better. Other than that, we were pretty much on the same page overall. So this is an okay movie. If you love it, I could see people really enjoying it if you have nostalgia for it. It is the type of movie that if you saw when you were a kid, you probably like think it's awesome. You know what I mean? Just watching it now with fresh adult eyes, not great.
It doesn't have a replay value. Like,
yeah, I can't imagine really wanting to put this back in again soon.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I honestly, to be really honest, I don't even think I ever put it on again. Like, unless we're doing something where I'm on someone else's channel and I gotta watch it. But other than, I didn't get the urge to be like, oh, I really want to pop this on. Sudden Death, I could pop that shit on. Like, I'm like, oh man, I could pop this on. Yeah. Other movies that we've seen, I could pop on. But this movie, to me, doesn't even go on watchable crap. Yeah. It doesn't fit that mold of watchable crap. It's a weird, this is a weird specimen of a film because I don't know where to put it in our file cabinet of action movies.
Average, which is maybe the worst place to be.
It could be.
I would rather watchable crap is bad but fun to watch, and then there's great movies and good movies, and then there's just like average, which is like, well, I didn't hate you, but I don't really want to watch you again. It's like the worst place to be. It's an average 90s action movie.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. This is it. This is average. Yeah, like I really could give two shits about Universal Soldiers. Like I own it on 4K and it's like,
same.
I'm going to keep it. I mean, I'm not going to get rid of it.
Good.
Oh, yeah, it looked great. I'm going to keep it for what it is, but yeah, it's average.
Not rewatchable. All right, it's not. Now, let's move on. Now, next week, let me tell you what we got coming up. We got a little Star Trek Beyond, which we already talked about last episode. We're going to be wrapping up the JJ series and introducing a new series. I'm liking this little streak of 3 movie franchises where we're busting through some franchises quick. And then we have a Van Damme classic. I don't know if it's a classic overall, but it's a Van Damme classic because we're going to be doing a little Bloodsport. So Bloodsport, one of, if not his most well-known movie, like I think it gotta be his most well-known movie. So we're going to be doing a little Bloodsport, a little Star Trek Beyond, and that's what we got coming up.
Well, the question that I have is for the Bloodsport, does it still hold up? See, I haven't seen it. I own it on DVD. I did not buy the Blu-ray. I don't have whatever 4K it is in European.
4K.
Yeah, I don't have the 4K. I don't have the Blu-ray. So the question is, does it still hold up? And that's the thing with these solo action movies.
Yeah,
Sudden Death holds up.
I guess we'll find out. You know, I remember liking this as a kid just because I like the whole, I like Bolo Yung in it. I think
is that cool. The one that the guy puts the glass on the duct tape where they put the fist?
I think so. This is the one.
Or am I? Is that another movie?
This is the movie that inspired the game Mortal Kombat. I know that for a fact. And Jean-Claude Van Damme originally did some of the sprite, like motion capture thing. I think Johnny Cage is supposed to be based off of.
Johnny Cage looked more.
But yeah, that movie inspired the idea of Mortal Kombat, the tournament and the fighting, the martial arts and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, I think Rob corrected me. He said that was Kickboxer. Where
that's
puts the hand on the glass. Said, then I never seen Bloodsport.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Because as a kid, I remember me and my dad watching it and he's putting the thing on the glass and then this big dude is beating up on he has like long tail, like a ponytail, and he whoops the shit out of this dude and Van Damme comes in.
Bloodsport came out first. Kickboxer came out after Bloodsport.
After? Okay. Okay, so I never seen Bloodsport.
Okay.
I never seen Bloodsport.
This is a late 80s. Yeah. It's a tournament fighter. So we'll see what we think of it next episode.
Oh, see, now I can't wait to see that. Now I gotta now go through my
whole thing. Hey, good thing is, hey, for the listeners, a little behind the scenes, we're recording a little bit earlier this week. So you're going to get to watch it pretty soon. You don't have to wait as long. You don't got to wait the whole week.
That's true. Just that's true.
Pop that baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
I know that's the one. You'll see what I'm saying. You'll see what I'm saying. It's good.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Is that the one that everyone says that he throws the thing in his eye?
Yeah.
And he's like, Yeah, that, he's in the middle of the ring. Yeah. Is that Bloodsport?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't see the movie, but I remember. I remember everybody talking about the he's like,
If I remember correctly, our last movie, which I won't say the name right now, but our last Van Damme movie, I think is in the same realm of Bloodsport, but in the 90s. I think it's like a tournament and you got to go.
You know what? Let's not keep thinking about it. All right. Guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Nate is doing a live with his old friends from his podcast. They get together, they talk about movies and stuff like that over on his Instagram, Netflix Reviews. Action Movie Guys, Geeks and Flicks, that is the Instagram page for Action Movie Guys. We are now on YouTube Music and we have our own YouTube channel. So it's the www.youtube.com/@actionmovieguys. And of course, you guys can listen to all 300 plus episodes right off the YouTube channel, or you can now listen to it on the go from the YouTube Music app or Apple Podcast if you guys listen to there, or Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Pandora Radio, wherever you listen to Action Movie Guys should be there. If it's not, please email us or tag us on an Instagram page saying, hey, you guys are not on this platform, and I'll try to get there. I'll try to put the podcast there as soon as possible. But other than that, subscribe to the channel, give us some ratings if you guys are liking what you guys are hearing. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and keep kicking.
I like that.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.